Good evening, brethren. Here for our second Hymns We Love and Why session. Tonight, though, the emphasis is on Hymns We Love and Why, plus messages received. So we have a fairly heavy program, but we'd like to start by singing hymn number 18 from the Bible Students' Hymnal. Hymn number 18. We would like to sing hymn number 18. Here we go. Ask ye what great thing I know that delights and stirs me so. What the high reward I win? Who's the name I glory in? Jesus Christ the Crucified. Please stand to sing hymn number 18. Now, Brother Russell Collins will lead us in opening prayer. Thank you, Lord.
O Almighty Lord God, Thou who desirest not the death of the sinner, but rather that he may repent, turn from his wickedness, and live. We have striven to do so, to turn from our sinful ways and to follow the path of righteousness and walk in newness of life. We realize that we are unable to do this of ourselves. We realize our unworthiness. We are not worthy so much as to gather up crumbs that fall from thy table. But thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Have mercy upon us, therefore, dear Father, as thou hast promised. Grant us thy grace, impute righteousness to us, because we believe in thee through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we come before thee this night, so believing and so resolving to conduct our lives that we may be pleasing to thee, because we believe. We cannot be righteous, we cannot do all the things we ought to do because of our failings and our inadequacies. But we know from thy holy word thou art prepared to overlook these because we believe and because we are striving to obey. Therefore bless us this night. Watch over our singing, and may it be acceptable to thee, and the thoughts that we have in our minds and hearts, and share together in word and deed, that they may always be acceptable in thy sight, and thou wilt regard us as thy children, inheritors of thy promises made so long ago to Father Abraham, that in his seed all families of the earth would be blessed. His seed, the apostle has told us, is the Lord Jesus, and in him and through him we ask thou wilt fulfill thy promises to us because of thy grace and thy mercy. All things we ask of thee in the most holy name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Realize that we've had the messages from various ones circulating on the screen throughout the convention, but we thought it would be appropriate, this being our last night here, if we let them cycle just once more consciously, and we'll just watch them all. We're going to slow the speed down a little bit to give you a little more time to be able to read all of the names that are on the screen. Our dear brethren from all over the world who have been thinking of us during this time. And so, if the machine works, we'll be able to have these on the screen as from now. Certainly is quite touching, isn't it, to think that those brethren be thinking of us. There's some there in not good health, Ukraine and so on. So certainly there is only one here and one there, really, isn't it, in the whole world. We do have some who want to give a verbal message, and the first one there is Brother Barry Liebeck from Perth, who wishes to convey some messages to us. And Angela and Rebecca, can they come forward now, please?
I was talking to Brother David Stone just before I came over, and the last 12 months since they left here, they've been over some fairly rugged country health-wise, both our dear sister Muff and now David himself. Things aren't looking all that good for our dear sister Muff, and David's had some bad news on some health issues too, and he just asked me to relay to the brethren here in the convention here in Anglesey. He thanked you all for the prayers that you've both had for himself and Muff, and the words of comfort that he's received, and he said to me that it really gave him spiritual strength when he got those messages, and he just felt the prayers that the spirit of the brethren been sent. And so it just goes to show that the times like this, when we're all together, we've got to cherish these moments, because we never know what the Lord has in store for any of us. So also I'd like to pass on a message from our Perth class, Rowena Gavin and Maggie and little Alicia and Sarah and Craig. They send send their Christian love to each and every one. And I've just jumped the gun here a bit. I'll finish on what I'm saying here. And the message they sent is from Philippians 4, 1-7. So I'll just read that. I meant to read David's message, so perhaps I'll read David's first. That was, he said to me, about a message, and he said, "Oh, Hebrews 10:25 sounds a good one for the brethren." So I'll just read that. Hebrews 10:25. "Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." So that was from David, and the one from the little class in Perth is Philippians from 4 to 7. "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by praying and petitioning with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Thank you for that.
I just had love from my fiancé, Brother Paul Hummel, from Michigan, and his parents, Sister Nancy and Brother John Hummel. Thank you.
Well, I'm not sure if everybody is aware or knows, but about 3.5-4 months ago, I moved up to Nathalia, which is a little country town half an hour out of Shepparton, and Sister Anya Willishire lives out about 10 minutes away from me, so she sends her love and greetings. And I'm not sure if Sister Mary Goodwin is going to come out, but she also said to send her love. And I was just thinking of, on my way down on Thursday on the train, I was half sleeping, half awake, and I was thinking of a verse in Matthew chapter 6, "Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself." And I had a little sad situation at work. I'm working at the Nathalia District Hospital, and one of my residents passed away this week on me. And it was amazing to see the family trying to rush up to patch up little things with him. And you know, I always try and think, okay, I don't want to end today on a bad note. Let's try and fix things up. So, because you don't want to have negativity going over to the next day. And it was sad to see him go, my resident, but it was good to see that his family had their time with him. And a daughter actually had to come up all the way from Melbourne. She made it for the last 10-15 minutes of his life. So, bit of a blessing for him, and we know that he's onto a happier life. But it's been a blessing working up in Nathalia. It's a beautiful little country town, so if anybody wants to come and visit, you're more than welcome to. There's always the farm that you can go and visit where Anya and Chacha Marisha live. So yeah, but thank you.
I was speaking to her sister, Anne Marlowe, and she asked for her love to be passed on to you all. And then I have a message here from the Greenhouse family. This is probably the first time for a long time that they haven't been to a Melbourne convention, but I guess, as most of you know, Darren and Melinda, Melinda has just had a further baby boy, Daniel, I think his name is. So they just couldn't come this year. But the message that he's selected is 1 Peter chapter 1 and verses 7 to 9. 1 Peter 1 verses 7 to 9. "Let the trial of your faith be much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, it might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen that ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory,
receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Then I have a message from the Nambour class, and it's also in 1 Peter. 1 Peter, again chapter 1, and this time verses 3 to 5. 1 Peter 1, verses 3 to 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. That's the messages I have, and I did mention before, of course, that Linda wants her very warm love pipe to be passed on to everybody. And I didn't mention there's a cordial invitation, of course, to the Nambour Convention in July. And it's, if I worked it out correctly, it's rather a special convention. It's the 40th. So that's quite an anniversary, and we'd like to have as many as possible there with us in the first. I forgot to bring the exact date with me, but in the middle of the Victorian school holidays, I think it's the first or second weekend in July. But if anybody's coming, just let me know, and we'll give you the exact date. Good. Thanks.
Thank you, one and all. There's a very special message to the convention from Sister Beth in the Philippines. My heart bleeds for her. And she's asked if we can sing for her the hymn, The Old Rugged Cross. And fortunately, we've found the words, and I think Sister Fenn has the music. It's in the new Hymns of Dawn, I believe. New Hymns of Dawn. So let us stand to sing when Sister Fenn gives us the melody for a start. We'll stand and sing The Old Rugged Cross.
Amen.
just 5 o'clock this afternoon in the Philippines, where Sister Beth lives, and she's been following our convention almost all the time via the internet, so we do send her, I'm sure, our very best Christian love at this time. Thank her for sharing with us. And now we have another request. Who was it who gave me 336? I believe we should have a hymn for Sister Fenn. And she likes also from the New Hymns of Dawn, hymn number 336. So if she can now play her own hymn, we will stand and sing hymn number 336 just for Fenn. Thank you, Fenn. Lovely hymn. I haven't heard it before, so that was the first time for me, and it's very nice. Thank you, Sister Fenn, for that. Now, Brother Jerry, is it? Wants to say a few words.
One hour ago, I went to my parents in Poland. It's over there, it's a minus 15 degrees. It's very cold, and I sent very warm greetings from my parents to all brethren, and God bless you for all of them. Thank you.
And we do have a few minutes left, but don't forget, I did say that we were going to finish at 8:15 on the dot tonight. So I intend that we will actually end our last hymn at 12 minutes past, which just gives us 3 minutes for a closing prayer. Okay? And so we'll need to limit it to just one or two verses each, but don't forget, it is Hymns We Love and Why. So who would like to be first, please, with a request? Here we are, Sister Kay. Lyndon has the microphone. 103, is it?
God has promised a glorious day.
Yes, lovely. Any why, Kay?
Well, it's always been my favourite, and I think it's very nice sentiment.
Thank you very much. What verses?
1 and 2.
1 or 2.
1 and 2.
1 and 2. There's also a chorus that reads.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll give you 1 and 2 and the chorus. What time we have? Verse 1, then verse 2, and just the chorus at the end.
Yes.
So verse 1, then verse 2, and then the chorus. Okay. And remain seated to sing this one. 103 from the BSH. Don't take that as a precedent, will you? We've got 3.5 verses you had, Kay. Who's next, please? Anybody else? Yes, Sister Sophie, right at the back, Linton. Thank you.
I selected hymn number 162. 162. First and last part. Why? Because we had today address about journey, how it looked like in old times and in present times, and we have a journey to the Christian journey, because God assured believers that in my home is a lot of mention. That's why I, just thinking about the journey. Thank you.
Thank you. Now what do we do? Because we have a chorus here as well. Right? So we have to have... Well, yeah, stick with it. Okay, so verses 1 and 3, and the chorus both times, Ben. So. No, 1, the chorus, 3, the chorus. Just play it through twice. Okay.
I
watching the clock. Strictly speaking, there's probably only time for one more, but if you like, I will sacrifice our chosen closing hymn and tell you we can have two more. But we have two more then maximum. Who would be next? Yes, there are the two, okay. Sister Merkel right at the back, and then Sister there, right, okay.
Yeah, I would like to choose hymn 256, Nearer My God to Thee, because it's a beautiful hymn, and I'm sure everyone of us wants to be closer to God, so that's why I choose this.
Which verse is Merkel?
Ah, which one? Oh, well, first and last.
First and last of 256, Nearer My God to Thee.
I want it all. That's all, thank you.
Well, it is the closing hymn. It's the last hymn for tonight, so yes. Let us sing hymn number 198 right through the whole six verses. And we'll stand to sing, and at the end, Brother Colin Giles will close our service tonight with prayer. Thank you. 196, was it? 198, sorry. Okay, thank you.
Oh, prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come as always seeking your presence and giving thanks and being able to know you as a Father that knows our needs and our all the things that may trouble us, and yet you're able to lift us up. And we thank you this evening for the service which we've had, where we can share together the thoughts of our hearts and bring before you and mention those who have need of your presence. We know that we also are touched by those things of things that people suffer, both in this, our circle in the church, and also in the higher and wider world, that the whole world now groans in travail. But we're thankful that you lift us up. You have given us this day a message of hope and encouragement, and that we can see that glorious future that lifts us out of this present state. So we give thanks for all thy mercies, and we pray that you'll keep us through the night and bring us again into your presence. For all thy mercies now we give thanks. Amen.